This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I was actually at the time choreographing Miss World New Zealand, and a friend gave my name to Jonathan, who got in touch with me, and he brought me in to choreograph the first show, very first show, opening number, and that's how I got involved, and I'm still here 10 years later.
Before we get to that first show and the Queen of the Whole Universe pageant, can you paint or describe to me what goes into choreographing something like Miss World New Zealand?
Basically, I get... Miss World New Zealand I haven't done for a few years, but I used to do the opening number. So I'd choose an opening number. I'd get the girls a week before the show and spend a week with them. Fine-tuning them into a dance routine, a couple of dance routines. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, but very different from what I'm doing now. So,
the experience level of the girls in that kind of pageant, what was it? Was it
various, very much various. Some had dance training, some hadn't. So, you had to sort of on the first day, I would sort of try and push them a little bit and see where the talent lies, and used it and very much, a bit like Queen of the Whole Universe really, but see where the talent is and what's my lowest denominator, because you should always choreograph to your lowest denominator.
And when you say choreograph, what does that actually encompass? What are the limits of the choreography? Is it in the way people are moving? Is it the way they're set on the stage?
Yes, it's the way they're set on the stage, the way they're moving, the dance steps that you teach them, the overall look, I guess. Jonathan and I often talk about what he wants to look like, and then I go from there.
I was interested to know, in you describing the Miss New Zealand choreography, how different that is to what happens with Queen of the Whole Universe.
We have a little bit more time
with Queen of the Whole Universe,
And not much difference really. Probably you can take a few more liberties with Queen of the Whole Universe, whereas with Miss World New Zealand you can't really take the mickey out of the girls. Whereas we can, part of Queen of the Whole Universe is the comedy. It's a fun thing, and whereas the Miss World New Zealand, they're all there for serious business, so they all want to win the crown and go off to Miss World. So it's very different, I feel.
So when Jonathan first approached you for that first pageant, what were your thoughts?
I mean, yeah. Love to. It's something exciting, something different. Yeah, I think it was a mutual thing that we both sort of approached each other almost.
Can you recall the types of choreography that you were doing?
Yeah. We did I Am What I Am as the opening number. I think all of us who were involved in that will remember that. It was an amazing experience on the actual night, but we had so much fun, and everybody gave it a go, and it was just a magical experience.
Can you recall the first rehearsals for that first pageant, where you're presented with a whole lot of people with a whole lot of different abilities?
I guess because I'm involved in musical theatre, I'm used to sort of people of different abilities coming along. So, yeah, there were a few times where we tore our hair out, but on the whole, it was just, the experience was just such a wonderful one that that overruled everything else. And, it's not about being a perfect dancer or the opening number. It's about having fun and getting the message out there.
Can you talk a wee bit more about the, you mentioned choreographing to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that a bit more?
Yeah, well, when I do a show, I have various degrees of dance ability amongst the people that are dancing. So you've got you've got people who have done ballet or have done hip hop or jazz or tap, but you also have people who have come in off the street who have never done anything. So you've got to, you can't expect everybody to know what a plié is or a jeté or pas de bourrée. You know, they'll all go, you know, look at you and go, don't know what you're talking about. But so you have to pull it back to what you would think people would know as common language and work in that way. And then actually sort of push them a little bit. And over the years, you know, the guys who have been in all the 10 years, they all have progressed over the time. So,
You must have to be quite skilled at not intimidating people if people aren't dancers, yeah. And then to actually try and coax them into choreographed steps.
Yeah, I think you have to be patient. Patience is a virtue, and it's one that you really need in something like this.
You mentioned the I Am What I Am opening number for the first pageant. Why was that so special?
I think I Am What I Am, for me, it's always been a bit of an anthem for me personally. And if you listen to the words of I Am What I Am, it is such an amazing thing saying, well, you know, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, well, up you, sort of thing. So so it's definitely been something special for me, but it is sort of a gay anthem, really.
Were you there on opening night, on that first night?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And what was the audience reaction?
Amazing. Just amazing. Very much like the Miss World New Zealand, actually. When the curtain goes up on Miss World New Zealand, the audience just goes nuts, and the girls can't manage to hear the music, and I tell them that every time. Well, I used to tell them that every time. But it was the support that was there in the audience was it just thrilling, you know. And it just continues through.
Where does that support come from? Why do you think the audience is so behind it?
I think it's something that's, A, it's doing something, some good in the community, but it is fun. It all comes back to fun, doesn't it? So I think everybody's there to have a good time. For me, it's been the camaraderie that I've met lots of people that wouldn't have known before. Love working with Jonathan and Kevin and the guys that have been there all through the thing. It's just like a reunion every time we get together. So it's just been a wonderful experience for me personally.
Can you describe Jonathan's directing style? What's he like as a director?
He knows what he wants. He knows how to get it. Yeah, he's kind and gentle with people. Sometimes he's can be harsh, but sometimes you have to be. So,
I've picked up from some of the other interviews that a lot of it is about participation. So it's open to anyone.
Yes, exactly.
Any gender, sexuality, and it's about the participation.
Yeah. I remember the very first one, and there was a guy in there who was out of a biker gang. I think I've got my story right. I think he was in a biker gang or had been in a biker gang, and somebody that he knew had died of AIDS, and he came into the pageant, and it was, you looked at him and you went, okay, what are you doing here? But he actually was the nicest person and was there for, you know, that support.
Do you think there's a kind of a typical participant?
Definitely not. No, definitely not. There's people from all sorts of walks and lives. Definitely not.
With that broad cross-section of participants, what are the biggest issues for you as a choreographer?
Just making sure that everybody is seen. That's really important, that you don't hide somebody in the back row, you know, that they all get a chance to be front and centre, so to speak. So you've got to make sure that everybody gets good ear time, so to speak. It's really important that all those people get a chance to be at the front at some stage during the routine. So that is one thing that I'm really quite intent on, and I do that in my other choreography work, because we're all there for the same reason. So your skill set again, age does put boundaries, so we can't have anybody doing high kicks and splits when you know in their 50s and 60s, you know, although some would try. So yeah, there are limitations, but we can work around that. You know, when I do a show, I say to my cast that we're a family, and it has become very much so a family sort of situation, whereas we've got all the ones that have been out for 10 years. It's a real family feeling to it.
So for people that have been there for a length of time, can you see a progression in, like, for instance, their confidence or the way they move? Or,
oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Trevor, who you last interviewed, he keeps saying to me, oh, I'll never get this. And the first year, you know, he was a bit, you know, three left feet, but he got it in the end, and he's just gone leaps and bounds every year, you know, and just the difference in performance, you know, you can see from where he was 10 years ago to where he is now, and there's a couple of others that are like that, you know, that they know how to perform now, you know, they've learnt performance from Jonathan and myself and all the other choreographers that have come passed through on the way.
Are there any others that you can think of that have developed in a similar way?
Yeah, I think over the years it has developed, because the Act Two girls definitely have from the very first one, the calibre has just gone up and up and up and up every year. And I think that's pushed people too. And there's people who have, you know, gone on to try being an Act Two girl who possibly 10 years ago wouldn't even think about it, you know, so it's been interesting to see that too.
So for you, when you're choreographing, what do you start with? What idea, where does that come from?
Jonathan and I talk about, he'll give me a piece of music. I'm a bit of an organic choreographer, so it sort of happens, as we go, and I tend to plan where people are going, but not what the steps are. So, from time to time I do, but it just sort of grows, and I grow it that way. So, I have in my mind pictures, you know, of what I want to see. So, yeah.
Am I right in thinking that the last Queen of the Whole Universe, there was something like about 40 or 50 people on stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that like to choreograph 40 or 50 people?
Well, let me see. The first couple of years when it was, you know, 30 or so, was really good, because nobody knew each other, but everybody knows each other now, so it's very noisy for a start. They like to talk amongst themselves a lot, so that can be frustrating, and it takes a little bit more time. But you know, people help each other. It's a real, you know, I go back to the family thing. It's a real family that we're all there helping each other. So, you know, it works that way. So if somebody's not getting a step, then if I can't help them or I'm busy off doing something, somebody else will be helping them. So it's great, you know.
I'm really interested in the production process of the pageant. And I'm just wondering, can you describe for me what a typical rehearsal would be like?
Typical rehearsal, we would start with a warm-up, just to get bodies moving. Kevin usually does that. And then they'll either hand over to me or the other choreographer, depending on what we're doing. From the start, we build, like as a choreographer, I build sections and put that then sort of put it together. So I'll give them a little few steps, and then I'll add on, and then I'll add on a little bit more, and then I'll go back to the beginning, and then I'll add a bit more. And so it starts very much, it just grows. It's, as I say, organic. It actually grows, and then by the end of a rehearsal, they might have finished a third or half of the routine, and they are surprised. You know, it's quite a surprise that they realise that how far they've got. Then they have a cup of tea, and I need to lie down after that. And then usually, Jonathan will take over. And we might do the Headgear of Nations, putting that together or something. So we don't solely concentrate on one whole aspect of the show. We will move through all the different aspects in rehearsals.
And then the point where you're getting from rehearsal into the theatre, can you describe for me what moving from rehearsal space to theatre is like?
Could be tricky, but it hasn't really been, because you're working in two different spaces. So your rehearsal room is a certain space, of course, and then you go into the theatre, which can be, you can have more space or maybe less space at times, but that can be kind of tricky. But you need to go through and say, right, go to your first positions, check where you are, right, you're all happy there, right, let's go to your second position. So you do a positional rehearsal where they just go from position to position, just to make sure that they know where they are, because it's a whole different looking at a wall than looking at a whole lot of seats too. So when you're in a hall for, say, 6 weeks, you actually know your places that you have to be, or hopefully, and then when you get into a theatre, it throws you off because you haven't got your usual points of focus. So that can be a problem, and of course lighting, adding lighting and sound is a whole different, makes a whole different atmosphere.
So what do you tell people when they don't have a point of focus? How do you tell them where to be on the stage?
Well, I then pinpoint the rows, the seats, and that I say to them, well, you know, there's the aisle there, so you're maybe 2 seats in from the aisle or something like that. You know, just in your head, go through and work it out. And people do. Most people do, and some people need a little bit of help. But that can be an issue sometimes. And where centre is, you always must know where centre is. So that there's always a central point in every routine. So you don't have, say, 4 people on that side and 16 on that side. You make it so it's 8 and 8 sort of thing. So
I imagine moving into a theatre can also be quite stressful because you're suddenly dealing with lighting and sound. And
yeah, well, which is what Jonathan deals with. So once we get into the theatre, he sort of moves on to that technical issue. And you have to be patient. You have to be really patient because we've been doing it for 6 weeks, whereas the technical people have only just got the music and only got the lighting, that they only know from what they've been told that day what's happening. So you have to be patient and just go with the flow and don't get upset if we have to stand there for 20 minutes while they fix something, which doesn't usually happen, but it can do. You just have to be, patience is very important.
As the choreographer, do you have much say in terms of what people are wearing and kind of lighting design?
No. Jonathan does all that.
So how would you describe your relationship with Jonathan?
We work really well together, I think. He tells me what he wants, I tell him what he's getting, and we go from there. we have a very funny relationship, I think. When it's all been put together, in the past, and it's not going to happen this year because I'm not doing choreography, but there's underscores going on between us. We'll have a little jive at each other every now and then and have a bit of a laugh, but we work very well together.
And so this upcoming pageant, the 10th one, you're going to be a contestant.
Yes.
But this is not the first time you've been a contestant.
No, I've been a contestant twice before.
And what is that like? What's the difference between that and being a choreographer?
Very different, because you have to be one of the girls as well, which is, so you're one of the team, whereas you can't be, when you choreographer, you're leading.
Which role do you prefer more?
People will say that I'm a control freak, so probably the choreography. But no, I do enjoy being on stage. I love being on stage, and this is really different and fun.
So what was it like the first time that you were actually a contestant with the Queen of the Whole Universe? Can you remember that?
Scary as hell. Scary as hell. A whole different ball game. When you're in a show, you're given a script and you're playing a character. And yes, we are playing characters, but there is a little bit of ourselves in the person we portray. We have to make up that ability. It's very much like when I did Ladies' Night, the second Ladies' Night 2, they, at the end of the show, we used to do a monologue. Gavin used to do a monologue in drag. And the second time, the director said to me, "Oh, you can write that." And I went, "Oh my God, you know, that's hard." And it's pretty, a little bit like that, is what it, the whole thing is your creation. So as an Act 2 girl, you have to create your character, your persona, your put together your routine. It can be quite scary.
So who were you on the first time?
First time I was Miss Australia. Skippy D'Abbo. And I did a tribute to Peter Allen, who had obviously had died of AIDS, and so I put those two things together and did a tribute to him. And then it was a bit weird because I used the song "I Go to Rio," which was a Peter Allen song, but it didn't really relate to Australia, but it related to him, and "I Still Call Australia Home" was a song that I used also. And then I went into Absolutely Everybody, which is a bit of an anthem in Australia. So I tried to tie that up together.
And in terms of garments and headdress, what did you have going on?
Ooh, I can't remember. I wore a skirt and a blouse for the first bit of the number, and then I stripped it off and I had a corset underneath. So it was a bit showgirly. Very showgirly.
How far out do you have to start thinking about kind of garments and headdress and music before the performance?
I've already put together my music for Miss Sweden, which is, 2 months ago I put it together. And with Miss Argentina, which was pretty much a no-brainer because, again, musical theatre, Evita did the whole of Eva Perón thing, so... I put that together probably about 6 to 8 weeks before the show. It was, it actually would have been longer than that. But definitely I knew what I was doing. I knew I had the whole concept in my head of what I was doing and how I was putting it together.
What do you find the most exciting part of the Queen of the Whole Universe for you as a contestant?
There's nothing better than the curtain coming up at the very start of the show and the roar of the crowd. It's just mind blowing, and that's probably the best part, and the camaraderie that you get from everybody. It's really special.
On the day of the performance, are you kind of tense? Are you nervous? Are you?
I am a little bit nervous, because you never know what can go wrong. And I think nerves is a good thing, and when you're performing, you know, if you don't have nerves, then it doesn't drive you to get better. But I am slightly nervous. Probably smoke more than I probably should.
And can you talk to me about the transformation from you in everyday clothing to either Miss Argentina or Miss Australia?
With Miss Argentina, I had a makeup artist come in and help me. So she did my makeup for me. I got the wig. So as soon as you start putting the makeup on and the wig, you start to become another character, and then of course the clothing all helps. So it is, yeah, it's really important. Clothing is quite an important thing for your character, getting your character right. And I guess when you turn into a woman from a man, it's really important. But yeah, you just sort of, and the shoes make you walk like a woman sometimes. the whole transformation over the couple of hours that it takes you to do your makeup and everything, it's quite amazing, really.
Do you find there's a moment where you mentally switch from yourself to this other person?
Not really. I guess, like any actor, when I go on stage, I become the other person, and then when I come off stage, I'm back to being me. And although some actors, you know, do get into themselves and become this whole person right from the start, you know, I tend to sort of, I can be me, back to me, very easily.
So we get to showtime.
Mm-hmm.
What are some highlights for you? What are some of the things that you can remember?
Just some of the Act 2 girls have been spectacular. I remember the very first, Miss Russia, who won very first year. Just outstanding, you know, and as we've gone through the years, they've got even more and more extravagant and outstanding. You know, Miss France last time up in Auckland here was just incredible. Her costumes just blew me away. And you get quite a variety. So it's been, there's lots of highlights. There's lots and lots of highlights. It's going to be sad when it's, because this is the last one. It's going to be very sad to say goodbye.
Yes, what are your thoughts? Because we are coming up to the last Queen of the Whole Universe pageant.
It's sad, but we've done it for 10 years and we should be very proud of what we've done and how much money we've raised over the 10 years. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the people that I've met. You know, I wouldn't have met Jonathan or Kevin or lots of the other boys, you know, and girls. And it's just been a really nice experience, and it will be sad to say goodbye, but 10 years probably is time to move on. Let's go out with a bang, you know, get on a high, and that's really important too. So I think we can be proud of what we've actually achieved.